We'll talk about the semi-finals of the Super Rugby. Hello, Adam Fryer.
Yeah, no Aussies in there.
No, well, there's no use talking about it then. If there's no Australians there, we'll get rid of you.
Geez, that was a short conversation, wasn't it?
Very short segment.
The Hurricanes, $1.50. They are the short price favourites up against the Chiefs, $2.60. And in the other semi-final, it is the Lions, $1.80 against the Highlanders, $2. So quite clearly, New Zealand provincial sides dominating. They've got enormous depth. Yeah, back at them.
I don't know what's going on, guys. There's a glitch in the matrix. But as I was saying, a pretty good semi-final series, and I reckon it could be a grand final replay with the Hurricanes taking on the Highlands. That's who I've tipped this week.
Yeah, okay.
But just keep looking at a disappointing result for Australian teams. Still no Aussies in there. It's really tough to see.
Yeah, well, I suppose just stay on that for a moment. Jared Hayne, it seems that the chats have gone nowhere with rugby.
Yeah, I don't know what your guys' thoughts on this are. I was on the show last week when you hit me up about it and saying that everyone in the market wasn't exactly keen about this signing. There was a big group that sort of said, well, he can't play for Australia. And there's another group saying, well, even if he could, is the league fantasy over? And then another one, like, you just got to pour all that money into grassroots. And Andrew Hoare came out the front foot and sort of put it to bed during the week. And I think Bill Pulver did it yesterday, saying that's probably unlikely to happen. But, it's a tough one because for mine, I'm a big fan of Jared Hayne. I think he's a great athlete. I think he'll draw some crowds, but also playing for Ramwick this year. I know how much those sort of funds would help going into grassroots. But look, the right result. No team in Sydney wanted him, and now he needs to move on and look for another sport or another code. And the door could still be open playing in Toulon, which is where Matt Kiddo and Drew Mitchell are playing at the moment. And that'd be interesting going straight into French rugby. And I'm sure you'd do well at it, but I don't think it'll be lost to rugby. You're certainly not going to see him play Super Rugby at any time soon. No.
For a start, if Jared Hayne wanted to have a chat with me about maybe playing for my side, I think you'd be derelict in your duty if you did not have that conversation.
Well, he wants to stay here too, so there's no flexibility to go to Melbourne or go up north.
That's right. So, and we chatted.
You could look at other sports. That's racing, harness racing.
Yeah, he could be a jockey.
I don't think any player's ever done that.
Yeah. Nick Stiles, we chatted with, and it was really good. He's the new Queensland Reds coach. He said no. But Quade Cooper looks like he'll get over the line there. I'm just concerned about what's happening with Matt Giddo, Adam. This tug of war between French rugby and the Wallabies, and we'll desperately need him against the All Blacks. What's the go?
Look, just firstly on Nick Stiles, I played footy with Nick Stiles, a really good bloke, and got the respect of Queensland. He's also got the respect of the Wallabies group. Yesterday was watching the session, and the Wallabies were out and about running hills in Sydney, and he just got in his training kit because he did a rugby 360 show the night before, got in his training kit and just joined the boys. So he was running up the hills with Chick and so he's great, Nick, and it's great to have him on board. And I think the alliance between sort of the Wallabies coaching staff across all the other Super Rugby coaches is really strong. So that's good. But on Gits, you just got to wait and see. And I think every situation's a little bit different with our French players. But there are rules in place. It's called Regulation 9, where any country, say Fiji, Australia or New Zealand, can draw upon a player from a European club to play in an international series. It's just the rules. It happens in football as well.
Sure.
And the French club are digging their heels in, sort of stating that Gits should be staying Storm. But look, we'll just have to wait and see. We need Gits back, not just from an entertainment and a crowd point of view. He's one of the best players in the world, and I think him in a Wallabies side, we saw that last time the Wallabies played the All Blacks in Sydney. He was playing in that test, and we rolled them. So it'd be great to have Gits back. Good character, great for the group, but we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, mate. Well, we'll just finish up with these semi-finals in a bit more detail. So you're backing the Hurricanes at $1.50 over the Chiefs, $2.60.
Oh, yeah, I am, Slats, but only just. I'm just waiting on Dane Coles to prove his fitness, their hooker and captain. Very good player. There's a bit of a question mark over his availability and fitness. But, look, I do think it's going to be a grand final replay. I think the Canes have been very good, although the Chiefs are my only worry point this weekend.
All right. And the second one, Lions, mate, $1.80 up against the Highlanders, $2. I think you're tipping the upset here.
I am. Just not really an upset. I think it's an even money chance for a Highlanders side that are in great form. Usually going into a final series, you've got one poor game in you. I think the Highlanders had that last week. Any Brumbies fan, and I know there's a lot of people in the ACT listening to the show, they should be feeling pretty battered. A really tough game for them last week. Could be going to the finals, but hey, wasn't meant to be. But I think the Highlanders had their four game last week, and I think they'll go okay over the lines there in Johannesburg. And again, a grand final replay, and I reckon in that, I'd love to see the Hurricanes get up.
Good stuff, mate. You playing again this weekend?
Oh, did you have to bring it up? We got knocked off by the Southern District Rebels last week.
Oh, no.
Disappointing, but four teams for Randwick are through, but not one. But that means I'm going to be in trouble with the missus because I'm going to have to play one more year because I said if I'd get there and play a grand final, we're out.
Mate, just give it up while you can.
Have you told her that you're actually bumped out or you just go out on Saturday Arvo down the pub?
I'm just going to walk out the door with my boots.
Pack your bag. See you, Dale. Off the footy.
I'll be doing that, mate. I'll be doing it. But, good little feeling out there at Sydney Club Rugby Land at the moment. It's a good little competition, that Shoot Shield.
Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Fryer, Hurricanes, $1.50. His tip against the Chiefs. And then you can have that all up the lines. All up the Highlanders. $2 to upset the Lions, who are shorter at tab.com.au at $1.80. We'll tweet those tips out for Adam.